hope you brought your Bibles this morning to the house of the Lord. And I see some Bibles. I hope you brought your Bibles to the house of the Lord. And somebody say, where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? Turning with me to Psalm 106 and 1. I'm going to read a few verses here this morning. And praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paz de Cristo a todos. Ese es el día del Señor. Amen. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Somebody say he's good. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. How do you say ever? Siempre? Always? Para siempre. Para siempre. Who can utter the mighty, notice this, the mighty acts of the Lord? I like this part. Who can show forth all his praise? Now, the New Living Translation of Psalm 106 and 2 says, who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? Now, listen to this. Who can ever praise him enough? Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Notice what it says. And let, verse 48, and let all the people say, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Verse 48 says, and let all the people say, amen. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and tell him, praise the Lord. 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 Somebody praise the Lord with your voice right now. Somebody praise the Lord with your voice. Praise the Lord with your voice. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's take a moment and praise the Lord. Come on. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Praise him right now. Just lift your hands and praise the Lord. Woo. Come on. Where are the praisers at? I've come to praise the Lord. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, the name of the Lord will be praised. Come on, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. Let all the church say amen. Amen. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 106 is 48 verses of a lot. There's a lot here in this psalm. It starts with praise, or praise you the Lord, and it goes throughout a history lesson of Israel. It's recounting the past of the nation or the people of Israel. It's really a review of the failures of the people of Israel to understand and to obey the Lord. You see, the Bible tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Yeah. And we see here in our scripture setting, in 48 verses, we see the deliberate disregard of forgetfulness. Now, if you're anything like some people, it's easy to forget things. And I've heard, Sister Donna, I've heard from somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, that the older you get, Brother Bonham, you have a tendency to forget stuff. Now, I've heard that, but I think that only affects people under between 200 years old and 100 years old. I just what I've heard, right? Nobody here, but then I've been told that unless once you reach a certain age, sometimes you have to start writing stuff down. That's just what I've heard. I'm not sure anybody here can verify that. And you probably, because there's a church full of young people here. All the young people say amen. But it's been said that the top three things most people often forget are phone numbers. I like to tease my grandmother. She's 88 years old, and of course, you know history. She's a she's only went to the first grade, second grade, and English is her. I don't know. She speaks four languages, and English is Portuguese is her main language. But I always like to mess with her and tell her, "Do you even know the number to 911?" And because she lives by herself and still drives and all that good stuff, and I tease her, "Do you even know the number to 911?" But sometimes we forget stuff, right? Some things just as simple as in an emergency, 911. What's the number to 911? It's just. Sometimes we forget where things are, where we put things, right? Do you ever lose your keys? Or we forget people's names, right? My mother-in-law, she would forget our names from time to time. And she's like, "Oh, whoever you are, just come over here in the kitchen." And, but if we were to stop and list all the mighty things that God has done in the Bible, we would be astounded. In fact, John writes and tells us in John chapter 21, he says, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, that which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the word itself, the world itself, could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. The things that the Lord has done covers every aspect of life. And the Lord really has done so much for us that we can't even tell it all, because there are some things that we maybe just doesn't come right to our memory. I mean seriously, let's think about this. The Lord has done things for us that we don't even know about. The things that he's kept us from, or he's kept from us. The doors that he's opened. But Sister Savannah, how about the doors that he's closed? Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. The protection that he has over us, that even when we think we're doing okay, there's still so much more that he's doing that we don't even know about. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that the Lord has in store from his people. Come on, buddy. That is a reason for us to praise the name of the Lord. Let's not forget what the Lord has done. Let's not forget and be like this in our scripture setting here in a moment, who the psalmist was referring to in Psalm 106. Notice this, Psalm 106 and 12. If you have your Bibles, look at this. It says, They believe his words. They sang his praise. Notice this. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. It's a dangerous place to be. They lusted exceedingly, scripture says, and tempted God. But this is the one. This is so dangerous right here. I hope there's nobody here this morning that falls into this category. Verse 21 says, they forgot God, their Savior. Oh, what a tragedy this morning if we forget what the Lord has done for us. And God help us if we forget that he's our Savior, that our Savior isn't more money or career or addiction or illicit relationships, but our Savior is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the author and the finisher of our faith this morning. No friends can ever take the place of what God can do. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He knows you by name. He knows who you are. He knows what you need, where you're at, what you're facing. He knows the secret faults. He knows the hidden sins. He knows the presumptuous sins. But praise the Lord this morning, as Jeremiah writes in Jeremiah 3 and 21, "This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Oh, that doesn't give us a license to sin. That doesn't give us a license to do one thing on Saturday and then come in here on Sunday and pretend like nothing happened. But no, that gives us a hope in a God that we can never forget what he's done for us throughout all of our life. God help us if we forget what God has done for us. who can show forth all his praises? I can. Every time I lift my hands, it's because of you. Every time I lift my voice, it's because of you. Every time I give you praise, it's because of you. Every time I breathe, it's because of you. Who can utter all the mighty acts of the Lord? Hey, there's going to be some that we forget because really he's done so much for us that we can't begin to tell it all. But who can praise him enough? I can't, but I'm sure going to give it a good old-fashioned college try and begin to praise the name of the Lord. When you were sick, when you were afflicted in your body, high fever, bad report from the dentist or the doctor. See, doctors always get a bad report from preachers. They always say, oh, the doctor gave you a bad report. I'll pick on the dentist. The dentist gives you a bad report. but we take it to the Lord in prayer. And we remember James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them cry and mope and complain, right? Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Our God is a healer this morning. That's reason enough for us to say, praise the Lord. When you see somebody that was sick and now they're here worshiping the Lord, you know their story. You know what they've been through, but you don't all know the end of it. But you get to see them praising the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That when we're sick and we're afflicted and we've got infirmities in our bodies, we know that he's a healer. We're a testimony of the healing power of the grace of God. By his stripes, we are healed. You know, I think a wonderful testimony is the man in Acts chapter 3. He was laid, the Bible says, daily at the temple, beautiful, and he would ask of alms. So he was clearly identifiable. People knew who he was. They knew his story. Some maybe could, he maybe was a point of reference to where they were going. Maybe he was, well, hey, when you get to see the man at the temple begging for money, go down this street and you can find where you need to be, etc. But there's something about when he was healed and he was delivered. The Bible says in Acts 3:8, he leaped up, stood, and walked and entered them with him in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the temple. Can I just interject here for a moment and remind some of you that you got to be careful when you sing the blues, but then you don't give God the praise when he comes through on your end. There's a whole lot of people watching and listening and saying, when you're telling them that you're a day late and a dollar short and my dog this and my husband this and my boss this, and then the Lord bails you out of it for whatever reason. He grants mercy. Thank the Lord for his mercy. He bails you out. We got to be like this man and say, you know what? I used to be, but now I am. I'm a worshiper. I'm a praiser. You've seen me at my lowest, but you haven't seen me at my best yet, because God's still working on me and I'm still praising the name of the Lord. What do you say we give God a high praise here this morning? Psalmist tells us in Psalm 103:3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You know, the wonderful thing about the Lord is he doesn't just heal physical bodies, but he heals the hearts too. Psalmist tells us he healeth the broken in heart and he bindeth up their wounds. When your heart is broken or shattered from a relationship, and then when you thought that maybe it couldn't get any better, and that person or that somebody's stomped on it, it feels like, and then they act like nothing happens. We serve a God that is able to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus says in Luke 4:18 that that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him because he had anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set liberty them that are bruised. Bruising is not fun. Anybody ever bruise and you rub up against it, or somebody puts their arm around you and you're like, oh, it's a bruise. It's a little tender there. There's sometimes some things that we've gotten past, but it's still a little tender. There's some words or places and things that when they come in and go in your life, and it brings a little bit of bruising or tenderness. Can I tell somebody in the Holy Ghost this morning that God can heal the bruising too, not just the brokenhearted, but he can heal the bruising. That's reason enough to give God a high praise this morning. Jeremiah says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Somebody say, for thou art my praise. You've ever been overwhelmed? Felt as if the world was resting on your shoulders? Some of you are checking your shoulders right now. Ever had to make a decision, but didn't have the answers to make the decision? Long nights, strategizing, still feeling overwhelmed. But then you remember the words in Psalm 61 and 2. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. What a blessing this morning that when you're overwhelmed, you can go to the rock that is higher than I, higher than yourself. And that's reason enough this morning to praise the Lord and to give God a high praise. What do you say? We lift our hands right now for every overwhelmed past, present, or future. Say, God, when my heart is overwhelmed, oh God, that has been a shelter for me, oh God. A protector from the mighty hand of the devourer. Psalmist is telling us, who can utter his praise? I can this morning. I can this morning. When I lift my hands, it's a testimony. It's just me before my Lord. And I lift my hands and I lift my voice and I'm praising the Lord, because while I have breath, I will praise the Lord. I don't want to forget what God has done for me. I don't want to be. Psalm 106 and 8 says, nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Sometimes the reason why God bails us out is for his name's sake. To make his power known. The reason why we can trust him today is because we've learned to trust in him. And we've learned to lean on him. And the more you lean on him, the more you can trust him. And the more you trust him, the more you lean on him. That's reason enough to praise the Lord this morning. Come on, somebody. Let's not have spiritual forgetfulness. Oh, that would be a red flag. That's a danger zone if you get spiritual forgetfulness. I got this. I can do this. I can do this. No, friend, you can't do it on your own. I say it often, but I'll repeat it again. We can't even breathe on our own. We're not day to day. We're breath to breath. That's reason enough to praise the Lord this morning. Because we can cast all our cares on him. Because he truly does care for us. Amen. Now, I don't want to be negative this morning, but I'm just going to be real with some of you. Not everybody cares about us. I know people have good intentions and they say things, but not everybody cares about us. But he does. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord, and who can show forth all his praise? I can this morning. When you see Pastor Panero lifting his hand, praising the Lord, I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me, and I'm doing it for him. You don't know like I know what God has done what he's doing. Come on, somebody. You don't know where I've had to walk, what I've had to pray through, what I've had to deal with, but only God knows. So when I lift my hands, I'm praising the name of the Lord. It's he that died on the cross for me. It's he that gave me life and life more abundant. Who can show forth all his praise? You can praise him for his mighty acts, the psalmist says. And I praise him according to his excellent greatness. Aren't you appreciative that it's just not acts, but it's excellent greatness? He does what he does with excellence. I mean, look at some of you. You guys looking good, right? You got a face that everybody can love. He does it with excellence. You're the original you. Your fingerprints. He did it with excellence. You guys are some of the most brilliant people in all the world. He did it with excellence. I don't care what the devil says, because the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. God makes all things new and all things good and beautiful in his time. Come on, somebody. That's reason enough to praise the Lord. Psalmist tells us in Psalm 1, what is it, 150 and 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everybody take a deep breath. Let it out. You qualify. Somebody say, I qualify. Deliverance. Somebody shout deliverance. Deliverance. That's something tough to accomplish with the eyes of humanity. Right? Someone's bound. Sin has a stronghold on somebody. We read about in the Bible, specifically in Mark's gospel, Mark chapter 5, we read about the man of what we call the demoniac or the man of Gadara. He was possessed with legions, but many of us here today, past and present, were bound by depression, bound by addiction, bound by a lying spirit, bound by gossip, bound by fear. But Paul writes, and he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 9, notice this, know ye not that the unrighteous should not inherit the kingdom of God? Be ye not deceived. Somebody say, don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Somebody say, but God. And such were some of you, but you're washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. That's who we used to be. That is not who we need to be, become, or let come back into our life. But thanks be to God, that's who I used to be. That's reason enough to praise the name of the Lord. I'm not that anymore. I may have scars, tattoos, piercings that represent a different lifestyle, but when God brought me and God delivered me and God blessed me, it's not who I am anymore. That's who I used to be. I may still have a rap sheet. I may still have some things that I got to deal with, but thanks be to God, I'm not who I used to be. He calls me son. He calls me daughter. That's reason enough to praise the name of the Lord. Somebody give God a high praise. Somebody give God a high praise this morning. Who can give God a praise today? You may have come to this church bound. You may have chaos all around you. But God this morning, who's rich in mercy, who loves you. Where there's no perfect people. But the Bible tells us that with man some things are not possible. But in Luke 1:37, he says, but for with God nothing shall be impossible. God can turn things around, and that's what he does. He turns things around, and if he doesn't turn it around, he makes it new. And if he doesn't make it new, he restores it and he revives it. Either way, that's reason enough to give God a high praise this morning. Can we give God a high praise this morning? Our joy isn't regulated by life, or at least it shouldn't be, right? He can turn, the scripture says, Psalm 30:11, my mourning into dancing. The old song says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. Some of us need to let that become more than a song. And let that become your anthem. The joy that we have comes from the Lord. It's His joy that is our strength. Ha. Psalm tells us in Psalm 107 and 9, He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Who can show forth the praise of the Lord? I can this morning. I can show forth the praise of the Lord. I wonder if anybody this morning, despite what you're facing, despite what it looks like, despite what you're anticipating, could just lift your hands and lift your voice this morning and give God a praise and begin to praise the name of the Lord. Come on. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Woo! Let's give God a high praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Peter declared it was joy unspeakable, full of glory. With joy, Sister Angie, the Bible says, you shall draw out of the well of salvation. It's joy. The joys of this world are temporary. The joys of this world are regulated sometimes by people's mood or how much caffeine or coffee or energy drinks or how much overtime they got. It's regulated by that. But this joy that I have, it's the joy of the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I got it. I can't tell you all about it word for word, but I could tell you that it's Jesus on the inside working on the outside. There's reason enough for me this morning to praise the Lord. Don't always feel like praising Him. It may be hot, I may be weary, got arthritis, got trouble at home, but when I get in His presence, there's fullness of joy, and at His right hand, pleasures for any evermore. I went to God, somebody this morning would stand and give God a high praise without an organ, without a drummer, without a choir, but just give God a praise. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Come on, somebody give God a praise. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him this morning. Praise Him because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's coming in the morning. Somebody say, morning's coming. God does a permanent work. God doesn't just put duct tape on stuff. He doesn't put super glue on stuff. He doesn't own a Band-Aid. His work is solid. Being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work will perform it. The reason why some of you are going through some of the stuff you're going through is because God is doing a good work. He's using you to be a testimony to other people, and He's doing it, and He's using, because He's working all things together for good, and He's got to use somebody. He's got to tear somebody's world down and build it up so they can be trees planted by the rivers of water so you can give God the glory. Somebody give God a high praise this morning. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Notice this. To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now, I'm going to use Brother Hutron. Come use Brother Hutron. Now, sometimes you come up here, Brother Hutron. Appreciate Brother Hutron's ministry and faithfulness, his leadership. So, I'm going to wear your coat, all right? So, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It's just that easy. There you go, Lord. And I'm going to put on the garment of praise. I gave him heaviness. Oh, look, I'm asking here. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. It would do some of you some good to spiritually make that representation in your life and say, you know what, I'm just going to take off this spirit of heaviness. Thank you, Brother Hutron. And I'm going to put on the garment of praise. You got to lay it down. You got to put it down. No need to carry it around with you. Just do it that easy. Say, you know what? I'm going to lay it down. I'm not going to hold on to bitterness. I'm not going to hold on to fear. I'm not going to hold on to offense. I'm not going to hold on to addiction, but I'm going to lay it down, because when I lay it down, my hands are open and ready to receive whatever the Lord has given me. Freely I have received, freely I will give. I'm going to give to the Lord the glory due his name. I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to clap unto the Lord. I'll praise him in the dance. I'll praise him on string instruments and organs. I'll praise him on the drums and the cymbals. But more than that, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. I went to God this morning. Somebody would let the devil hear you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And just in case you need another reason to praise the Lord, we can praise the Lord for his forgiveness. You know, forgiving is a hard thing. Because giving forgiveness is more difficult than receiving forgiveness. Wow, I'm not going to get no help this morning, but it feels good when you're forgiven. But when you're forgiven, you have to be a forgiving person. Forgiving because you've been forgiven. Yeah.
Amen.
I can't get no help this morning, but that's okay. Paul says, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. But Pastor, you don't know. Well, let me just stop you right there. I don't want to know, and I don't need to know.
Amen.
Because he's the one that died on the cross. He's the one that forgives. And I may not know the secret faults, the hidden sins, the presumptuous sins, but there are things that is between you and God. So you forgive because you've been forgiven. Matthew 6 and 14 says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive men not, verse 15, their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father or your Father forgive your trespasses. So forgive them. Somebody say forgive. And when you are forgiven and you are forgiving and you lift your hands and praise the Lord, it's so liberating. It's not hypocritical. It's not putting on a show. It's not like, oh, look at me. No, it's just, I've been forgiven. I've been set free. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I'm not who you, the enemy, say I am. I'm not who the haters and naysayers want to identify me as, but I am who God says I am. I am forgiven. I am blessed. I am healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. I'm a praiser. Oh, who can utter all the praises of the Lord? I can this morning. Who can give God a high praise with Pastor this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Psalmist tells us in Psalm 116 and 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? The Lord gave me this message on May 21st as I was preaching in Section 8, Northern California. I was just beginning to think about all that God has done the last 7 years. And I was reminded that this Friday, will be 7 years exactly. We're pastors here. And I begin to think about all that God has done. In this scripture setting, Psalm 106:2 came to my heart. Who can show forth all his praise? When you begin to think about benefits, sometimes when you're working on your job and they tell you you have benefits, it doesn't mean a whole lot to you, except it's something that they take out of your paycheck. And you're like, well, anyways, whatever. And then you go to retire, and they're like, yeah, you got this amount. I'm like, what? Well, yeah, because your employer matched your 401k contribution, or you need medicine. And even as things are more expensive, you have what they call insurance or co-pays. And so it keeps things hopefully as low as possible, which is not always the case, but it's a benefit. But sometimes we forget about the benefits, Pam, that we have. What shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Over the last 2 weeks, in fact, just yesterday, but in the last 2 weeks, I lost two friends that passed away in their sleep. One just as recent as yesterday. Can I just remind you, don't ever take the breath of life for granted. Because the dead don't praise the Lord. But everything that has breath, praise ye. It's a benefit to breathe on your own. Some of you know what I'm talking about. That's reason enough just to lift our hands right now and praise the Lord. What are you doing, Pastor? I just want us to remember. Just remember why we praise the Lord. Just remember. Because heaven is real. Sin is real. But the grace of God is real. And heaven is real. And the love of God is real. But let's not have spiritual forgetfulness. Let's not forget what God has done for us. Let's not forget what God is doing. That's a danger zone. That's a red flag. That in fact, I would go to say that's a major red flag. And let's not forget about the blessings of God or the favor of God, that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And don't forget, don't be like the psalmist was declaring, where we forget his works. Psalm 106:13 says, they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. Verse 14 says, they lusted exceedingly. But oh God, help us. Verse 21, they forgot God, their Savior. Oh God, help us. If you begin to read in that scripture setting, they begin to make idols. Oh, can I just remind us that nothing ought to take the place of God in our life. Nothing, 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 nothing. So we stand this morning. Let that not be said about us. But rather, let it be said like Psalm 107:2 when we begin to look in the next chapter. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. It's the same way Psalm 106 started, but when you get to verse 2, it changes. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he, the Lord, hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Has anybody here been redeemed this morning? Amen. Just to sum you up. At least 100 of you here this morning been redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so this morning. Come on, with a hand clap of praise, with the voice of thanksgiving. Redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed this morning. Some of you have been redeemed this morning. I'm redeemed today. We're redeemed today. We're redeemed. Then it goes on to say, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Yeah. Verse 8, for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man.